Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? This is BC. Welcome back to another episode of the infamous Supreme Being podcast. Probably one of the last things on my platforms that isn't being censored, but who knows? Maybe it is. First and foremost, shout out to Team BC, right? We are nationwide. If you guys are interested in joining Team BC, I don't care if you're a newer agent or you're experienced. You know, I'm always looking for new talent, whether it be leaders, possible regional leaders, all the way down to a brand new agent who's willing to be trained and be under my tutelage. So join teambc.com if you're interested in that. If you want to find out more about my real estate company, EXP Realty, go to partnerwithteambc.com and set up a call with us. And lastly, Modern Success. I'm in the process of revamping Modern Success. I am going to be raising the prices, and I'm going to create also a second tier for those of you interested in my coaching and getting access to me and learning all the juicy stuff and material that I know that I've never really shared on YouTube and all that. I recommend you go to briancasella.com or go to the link in my bio on Instagram if you can find it, or on Facebook. All right, let's get started. I want to go over four or five things that I think are crucial for you guys to move at, like, what I call it is move quickly, but not being hurried or not being rushed, meaning you're efficient, but you're not moving at a snail or a turtle's pace. You're literally like a bullet train just whizzing by people, but you're doing better than they are. However, when we look at you, when we board that train, when we're on the train, it's not rushed. It's efficient. It just operates at that high efficiency and super well, right? It's just, I mean, it's locked in and loaded, and it just works at that level. That's what I want to talk about today. What are some things that you need to develop? What are some things that you need to focus on so you can operate at the bullet train speed and level, right? Isn't that really what everybody wants? I mean, if you were able to do that, what would that be worth in your life if you were able to do that, right? How much more money would you make? How much happier would you be? How much more fulfilled would you be? How much would you be more on your purpose, right? So let's dive into that for the next, you know, 15, 20 minutes, because I think that's extremely important. And I really want some of these points to hammer home to you. And a lot of them are more internal than they are external, right? So this is something that you need to come to terms with yourself and figure out, all right? A lot of the stuff that I teach, especially on the mental side, is going to be more from your experience. So you're going to have to be able to go out there and do what it is that you need to do to get these things to click, and for you to observe these things and then bring them into your life so you can actually use them, right? I wrote down four, right? Here's number one. Your heart. And when I say heart, I'll explain it, right? Your heart cannot be heavy. What do I mean by that? Your heart cannot be heavy. There's certain things that human beings are involved with, certain actions that they take, certain thoughts that you have, right? Things that you do to yourself that literally go against your own humanity and your code, right? Let's look at one of the principles of the human being. It is to survive and replicate. If you, your body deems that you're doing actions and doing things that go against that code, it will make you suffer as a punishment, okay? Now, the majority of the planet lives with this ailment. And this is why they lack motivation, don't have energy, don't have a sex drive, and all the things that come up as issues. It's because of this first point. Now, this is invisible. This is invisible to most people, because this is an intimate thing that you have with yourself, right? Like, let's say you gave your word that you're going to follow a certain diet, or I'm not going to eat carbs anymore, whatever it is that you came up with, right? When you cheat and you don't do it correctly, it fucks with you, does it not? Of course it does, because everybody's fallen prey to this. You told yourself you were going to do something and then you didn't do it, right? So you may not feel anything in the moment, but over time, your body, your mind, your DNA will dish out a punishment. Think about all the types of behaviors and thought processes that people have, right? Because if somebody comes to me and let's say they're a salesperson, right? If I really want to create change in somebody, this is the type of subject matter that I go into. This is the deep dive, particularly this one, their heart being heavy. If your heart's not clear, if you have a lot of things weighing you down, I don't care if you have a gazillionaire in your corner, you're not going to operate at the level that you can operate at, not even a decent level. Because you will hold yourself back and you won't be able to operate. If you're operating at 50% versus 100, I mean, if we ran two scenarios, side by side, your jaw would drop in the differences between the 100% efficient version of you or even 90 versus the 50%. You can't even grasp the difference that would cause. I know this from fucking experience. I've operated at 20, 30, 40%, and I've also operated 80, 90, 100. And I can tell you there's a stark difference at every level of your existence. But if we're going to zoom into one like your business, 100% versus 50%, again, you have no idea the difference that would make. You could be listening to this operating at 40 or 50% and be like, I can't even rub two pennies together. The 100% version of you may already, in the next couple months or year, pull in multiple six figures. If we're just going to talk business and money. Now, you still may not be able to grasp that because maybe your goal is 50%, but you can't even fathom the idea of what it would be like to operate at 100%. Most people can't. Most people will never get there. Now, technically, we're then saying that that's perfection, right? 100%. And perfection, we know, is an illusion. Nobody's perfect. But you may have little blips where you're operating at 100% or close to it. You just can't hold that forever. Nobody can, right? It's like a sprint. You can't hold your full sprint forever, right? You get up to it, and then that's it. So think about that, right? And look, what could weigh on your heart? Let's discuss that for a couple minutes, and then I'll move on to the next point. Well, unresolved and broken communication lines between you and other people, for sure. That could be one, right? Having issues with yourself, where your self-talk is so debilitating that you're literally crushing yourself. Now, for many people, that's become so habitual, they don't even realize that they're doing it, okay? That could also, weigh on your heart. Number three, are you involved in anything that's hurting other people or hurting other things? If you are, your heart's going to be heavy, right? If you're stealing, right? If you're working with clients and you're lying to them, that stuff is all the little deposits on your heart, right? Because innately, I believe, and now this is opinion, I believe that most human beings are good. So when you go against that nature and you act bad, if we're going to, play in that context, you will suffer. You will suffer. Now, I'm saying bad and what goes against your code, not necessarily what other people may say is bad. That's a clear distinction that you need to make. Because a lot of shit that I do, people will say is bad. No, it's not bad. You just don't understand it. You have no fucking idea what you're talking about. And you're dishing out advice like you have any idea what you're talking about when you don't. So you have to make a clear distinction there. Okay. So take a look at that. That's the first analysis you have to make. Otherwise, you're not working with a clean slate and an efficient vessel. You're holding yourself back to an extreme degree. This is the intimate kind of things that you need to do with yourself that requires you to really go in and say, okay, what am I doing with my life, right? How am I acting? How am I conducting myself in business? How am I conducting myself in relationships? Is it up to the standard? Is there any phone call I need to make? Is there a confrontation that I need to have? Like, that's the type of stuff that clears that shit. Okay. That's number one, the heart being heavy. Number two is this, you have no, and when I say chains, right, I'm going to say you have no chains attached to people. Let me give you some examples of that, right? The more you're self-reliant and independent in these areas that you seek growth and change in, the easier that transition is going to be and the quicker you're going to be able to grow, right? What do I mean by a chain? Well, let's say you're somebody who now wants to adopt more of a philosophy of, you know what, I'm going to express myself and I don't care what anybody has to say about it. But you're living at home with your parents and they're paying for your stuff. You have a chain attached there. You can't go against the person who's feeding you and providing you shelter and helping you. They're providing for you right now. How can you go against them if they have an opinion or a request of you, if they're literally feeding you and giving you a house or a bed, warmth, shower, and all that stuff? That will hold you back and you'll suffer because of it. Because a lot of times the rules and regulations that those individuals or those situations impose against us, we don't want to follow it, but we have to because they're literally providing our survival. So what would you do if you attack them or you don't do what they say? What are you doing? Remember what I said in the beginning, you're being anti-survival. Your mechanism, your body, your DNA will cause you to suffer because you're biting the hand that feeds you. So take a look, right? This is another example of this is like all these people that are politicians. Where are they getting their money from? A lot of people are getting dirty money and they're getting a lot of money. So now they become compromised. What do they just do? They attached a chain to that entity or corporation or person. Dink. Now they may want to say the truth or be very honest and forthcoming, but they can't because so-and-so funded them a gazillion fucking dollars and they have to do what they say. Now they've compromised themselves and put themselves in a compromised position. They receive the money. They go against that entity. What does their body tell them? You're doing anti-survival. Now it starts fucking with them, right? So when you rid yourself of these chains, man, now a lot of the shit that I've been teaching starts to make sense. And you're like, oh, he's not a crazy motherfucker who's on drugs. He's actually making a lot of sense. Why? Because you're now living these things that I'm telling you. My information in these podcasts and these lectures, you know why they're not for the masses? And they never will be, because this shit is for the people who want to experience, are going to take and grab life by the horns and do what they want. And then when they die, they're going to be like, man, this was a fun ride. I'm for the doers, the action takers, the people who have an open mind, different perspective, want to grow, want to be better, want to be the best at what they fucking do. That's what my shit is for. I don't want you to listen to my shit just for entertainment. I want to change, and I'm changing a lot of people, but this type of information is not for the everyday person, because they're the person who says, I'm crazy, I must be doing drugs. Oh, bro, are you doing psychedelics? Because it sounds like it by what you're talking about. The fuck does this have to do with psychedelics, man? Is this type of information so far out there that I have to be either some other creature or on some sort of drug to talk about it? No. This is beyond. This is higher perspective beyond the traditional shit. But what are you doing? What's your schedule? What's your business plan? I don't have chains to people. This is what allows me to express myself the way I want to express myself and move and shake how I want. Because you can analyze from any angle. You can't say I'm not winning. Which is why I can stand on top of this hill, give this information, give a big middle finger to the fucking world, and still grow and win. The censorship on me is crazy. And I'm still making more money than I've ever made, and I'm more successful than I've ever been in every fucking category. And literally, my shit has been dethrottled like 95% on every platform. I don't give a fuck. I don't have any chains attached to these companies or anything else. So why do I care? Right? I'm a living example of this principle. I don't have any chain attached to anybody. I'm not funded by anybody, right? I'm living based off my ethics and my principles. And one of those things that I stand by is truth. Even if the truth makes you mad, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to give you the fucking truth, even if you hate me. I'd rather be at peace with myself and at conflict with the world than vice versa. All right? Those are two. Moving on. So we have heart not heavy and no chains, right? Those are two. We got two more. Here's another one, right, that I think will allow you. And remember, the reference that I gave at the beginning of this podcast was being able to move like a bullet train in everything that you do. But it's efficient and it's graceful and smooth. It's not hurried or rushed or reckless. Okay. This is number three. Whatever it is that you're going to do, I don't care what it is. If you're doing daily rituals, right? You're doing your entrepreneur thing, your career, whatever it is that you do on a daily basis, any action that you take, any deed, whatever you do, there has to be 100% belief and conviction behind that. And in its entirety, it's understood why you're doing it. You know what you're going for. That whole roadmap is clear to you, crystal clear, and you're 100% into it. Right? Think about it. The last time you moved with that type of belief and conviction in anything, it could be learning how to swim or ride a bike or fucking play the piano, anything. Access that for a second in your mind and you'll see how quickly you were picking things up, right? How into it you were, and you tapped into something that like athletes call the zone, where it's like, that this is it, man. If I could operate like this all the time, oh man, right? And then I have like a cheat code. That's this one. You have to 100% believe. I tell you to cold call. You don't cold call and make the call skeptical. You're like, okay, this shit's going to make me a fucking millionaire. You make the call 100% believing that it's going to work. And then every call after that until you get the result that you want. You know why? Because this shit has to be by choice. Which means you're the creator. You're the constructor of that universe. You made the choice. So by making the choice and 100% believing into it, now you're putting this puzzle together that you need. What do people do? They might 100% believe in something, but it wasn't their choice. A lot of people are running around with actions that they take, goals, aspirations, dreams, purposes that aren't even theirs. They just admire somebody and they're like, oh, I want to be like him. Dude, you're not him. You have your own fucking life to live. You may be able to take things from other people, but you have to ultimately be the creator of your own universe and your life and how you want to be and what you want to do and who you want to become. That roadmap has to be 100% constructed by you solely. And then I'm going to hijack the vegan terms, and that map that you construct of you, that blueprint, has to be organic, non-GMO, right? Gluten-free, all that bullshit. Why? Because that means it wasn't tainted by anything on the outside. The more that that blueprint and plan that you've made about what you want to do, that it's 100% constructed by you, now you tap into what many people are striving to tap into that they will never experience. There's so much of what you do, how you dress, how you walk, how you talk, how you live, your thoughts, your beliefs, your philosophies that were never analyzed by you or fully accepted by you and said, I want to do this. It was just picked up off the ground. You put it on like a hat and you didn't even realize it. Everything that I do is 100% by design, what I believe in 100%, and it's going to stay that way. This is why when everyone else isn't consistent, I'm consistent. This is why when everyone else is fucking miserable, I'm happy as fuck and I'm having the time of my fucking life. And every category you look in where everyone else is suffering, I'm not suffering at all, at all. And it's beautiful on this side. Let me tell you, that's number three, right? Number four is what you're doing. You have to know deep down inside that what you're doing, whatever that is, right? It's going to make you better. Right? Again, you want to move like the bullet train. If I know that it may be tough or whatever, right? But if I know that what I'm doing is going to make me better, and when I say make you better, it could be anything, make more money, right? Improve your mindset, improve your self-esteem, your confidence, public speaking skills, whatever it is, me being more at peace with yourself. If I know what I'm doing is going to make me better, man, I'm going after it. Think about the people that wait until the last minute or when everything is against them to be like, fuck it, I'm going to make a change, right? That's what all that is. Just so you know, all that is it finally clicked that they 100% knew some of these things I talked about clicked, but it was like, okay, this is going to make me better. Boom. Now they finally, it clicks and they're like, okay, I'm going to go for it. And then all of a sudden they make these crazy fucking changes where you're like, what the hell? Like how? You know, 6 months ago, this person was like, ridiculous. And now they're, wow, they got their shit together. They may not be where they want to be, but man, they're on a fucking mission. That's a man on a mission right there, right? Isn't that interesting? That's all that clicked, is they finally knew and accepted the fact 100% that it's going to be better. I'm going to get better. I'm going to see an improvement through this, right? And once that's understood, right? You now, again, by being the creator and the person who's in charge, you start putting things in place to know, okay, is this going to make me better? Why do you think it was easy for me to change my diet, cut out drinking, smoking, and all that bullshit? Because it wasn't going to make me better. It wasn't going to make me better, right? And I still have people arguing with me, oh, you need to eat meat. Get the fuck out of here, dude. I can conclusively prove through evidence that meat we shouldn't consume as human beings, period. End of story. So why the fuck am I going to do it? Right? So I know what I'm doing is going to make me better in every category. That's why I can make these decisions and stand by them 100,000%. Can you stand by whatever it is or anything in your life with that type of conviction? If you can't, you're missing a piece of the ultimate level and potentiality of a human being, right? We don't know what the fuck the top potential is, but that's one of those things. Get around, right? Like children, right? Who have a belief, oh, I'm going to be an astronaut. Try to talk that kid out of being an astronaut. And you'll see a human being's potential with their conviction. That kid's not hearing it. You can give them every logical reason in the book why they're not going to be an astronaut. They're like, dude, fuck off. I'm going to be an astronaut. Leave me alone. I don't like you. And they're still going to be, they're not going to go home thinking about it like, oh, should I not be an astronaut? That dude had a point. They're like, fuck that guy. Oh, you mean the loser who was trying to tell me I'm not going to be an astronaut? I'm going to be an astronaut. We've had that conviction before, but we lost it through programming, unfortunately. A lot of our sense and rationality and tools and abilities that we have that essence that we have as kids is lost in our, you know, teenage years and in our adulthood. We're dumbed down and conditioned into this miserable fucking version of ourselves. That then when someone comes to me, it's like, oh, I want to be a realtor. They wonder why it's so hard. You need to tap back into that, man. That's all it is. That's what it is. It's not this, I need to find myself. No, you need to rediscover what you already were and what you already had. That's more like it. Some people say I do, I need to go find myself. No, you need to rediscover yourself, right? And when I say re, right, pay attention to the words that I'm using. Re means you've already discovered yourself. You have to do it again, right? I'm not implying that anything is missing. You're just rediscovering yourself. You see? Words have power and energy. Tap into it. All right. So with that said, I'll end it here. I can go on all day about this stuff, but I wanted to narrow it down to 4 points. I may do a part two. We'll see. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting the podcast. Please share it. Leave me a thumbs up and review as well on, you know, iTunes or whatever your favorite platform is for the podcast. I'd really appreciate it, especially with all the censorship that I'm dealing with. Shout out to Team BC, my nationwide real estate team. If you guys want to join or you're interested, contact me, whether you're a new agent or a producing agent, right? Let's chat. Let's also discuss and give a shout out to Modern Success, right? I'm revamping Modern Success soon, adding a second tier. And for all of you who are on the fence about joining my coaching, I will be raising the prices again. So make sure you get on sooner rather than later, because that's going to come very soon. BrianCasella.com. You can find that on my Facebook. You can go to the website or on my Instagram. All right. That's it for this one. Peace out. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.